It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, guys, back to the NCAA tournament. How do you feel about all four number one seeds remaining in the Final Four? Is it the chalkiest tournament you can remember? Does it mean that Auburn and Duke are destined to play in the national championship?
Well, it feels that way, but I don't know that I would rule out the way that Florida's playing either, just because they seem to be a team that refuses to lose. And Walter Clayton Jr., as we said earlier, is probably the most clutch player left. When you have Cooper Flagg and you have Jani Broome, you have two of the baby guys who were the best players left. I think Broome's injury could be a factor in terms of how does he feel today? How does he feel this week? That was an ugly fall. And then he goes out and... can we agree that now every time a guy comes back, we should agree as a broadcast community, every time somebody comes back from an injury during the game, we don't have to reference Willis Reed. It doesn't have to be a Willis Reed moment.
Willis Reed had like a broken leg.
Thank you.
That was game seven.
And they kind of just led into that. But Broome coming back from the locker room and hitting a three, the second or third possession he was on the floor, was very dramatic. And I think that kid's easy to like. Auburn, I don't think is as easy to like just because of Bruce Pearl. That's a personal thing. But I hope that Florida beats Auburn, and I hope that Duke beats Houston, eliminates those two teams and those two coaches, and then it's Duke and Florida, and we can go pull for John Shire because he's a local guy made good.
Yep.
And he's an easy guy to root for. And this is his first Final Four as a head coach, I believe. And he's got the team that's probably the deepest and the best. So I'm not crazy about the four number one seeds. I'm not sure if anybody – I'm sure people really are, but go Duke.
I think we're going to see Duke and Florida as well in the championship game. And I think at this point in the tournament, people do want to see name brands to a certain extent. This is the chalkiest tournament I can remember, though. Leading up to this point, and just the consistency of the higher seeds and the favorites winning has been beyond anything that I can remember, including the 2008 tournament that ended up with Memphis losing to Kansas in that final game. That was the last time we saw, and the only other time we saw, four number one seeds in the NCAA tournament.
2008?
2008.
The Derrick Rose Final Four?
The Derrick Rose Final Four, where they should have won. Couldn't hit free throws down the stretch. Mario Chalmers gave Kansas the lead. But I looked at my bracket pool last time. I'm doing one with some friends. And there's like several people in this 200-person bracket that are at over 99% correct picks.
Yep. Yep.
Where they just pick chalk. And I've never seen that before. This is the chalkiest tournament I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, I think it's, there are different years where there's kind of some chalky outcomes, and obviously it's only the second time you've had four number one seeds, but like who's really been challenged? You know, Florida was challenged and they came back and won. Florida had a really tough game against UConn early in the tournament. That makes me feel like they're kind of tournament tested. Has Auburn really been challenged? They you know, I mean, when Broome goes down, that's scary, but he comes back. I don't know. And they won that game fairly handily. They won by five, right?
They won it handily because Michigan State was really chucking up some bricks.
It was terrible.
It was poor shooting display.
But Duke hasn't really been challenged. They are like so much better than everyone else. It's been kind of crazy, and I think that Houston handled Tennessee so easily. It's just hard to believe that Tennessee team. I thought was a pretty good team, and Houston had literally no problem with them. Is it LJ Liddell? Who's the kid? They got a really good player.
LJ Crier,
I'm sorry. Crier is an excellent player, just like a really good basketball player. These games should be really good. I hope that Houston can challenge Duke. Wouldn't that be great? And I think Auburn and Florida are very familiar with each other, and I think that's a really cool thing to play three times in a year.
The question asks about being the chalkiest tournament.
Yes.
You can remember. And a texter asks a very good question. I think we should maybe whiteboard it for some people. So according to the Action Network, this as a horse racing guy.
Yes.
But the term chalk originates from the days when horse tracks did not have computerized screens or tickers. Yep. They had to write odds on a chalkboard. Bettors took favorites more often than not, so those odds got more frequent updates on the board. Eventually, the horse's name that kept drawing action was covered in chalk dust. Thus, chalk. The chalk.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Chalkiest of chalk. Chalk, chalk.
Did you say we needed to whiteboard this?
Yes.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. I've been to the racetrack in Ireland, right? Where you have the mutual things, and then you got individual bookies. So you can go from booth to booth and see slightly different odds. And then you make a decision. If there's a horse you really like and some guy's got it 3-1, there's another guy's got it, 4-1, it's huge.
Yep. You can shop odds at the track?
At the track with the different stations. Apparently that's how it used to be done. And legend has it.
Legend has it.
That the bookie Rooney used to go to, the old Rooney, right? The original Rooney. That was one of the Giants owners, the mayor. And he was sick the day that Rooney won a trifecta and got enough money to buy the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's hysterical how much a franchise cost in those days, and that's how the Rooneys wound up. The guy hit a trifecta at the track, and he took that money, and he became the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's a great legend. That's NFL lore and horse racing lore.
It is.
Just all because we wondered about the origin of chalk. Sure. Because we have the National Chalk Athletic Association.
Yeah.
And it's the final four.
That's what
four.
It is.
It is. It's the chalkiest of all chalks.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. That's good fun.
It's good
312-644-6767. I hope it isn't Auburn and Duke.
Same. Me too. Yeah. When we come back, I know we got to get to Bruce today. We're going to get to Jerry Palm later. We're talking to Brooke Fletcher at 9 o'clock. Can I ask you about the tornado bats?
Oh, this is the most fascinating story out there.
All right, good.
It really is good, isn't it?
It is.
We were looking at them online.
Torpedo bats. I'm sorry. I have tornadoes on the mind.
Tornadoes. I knew what you meant.
Torpedo bats.
It's like
unbelievable.
A bowling pin kind of like, it makes sense. Let's put all the wood where you're most likely to hit the bat.
Let's get into it when
we get back. I'm glad Judge isn't using one because he's hitting so many homers. There could be a question as to whether the torpedo bat is hitting the home runs or he is. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Chuckity chuck 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 chuck.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.